This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Miami is asking itself a question right now that's familiar to many cities. Is it worth it to spend public money upgrading a sports arena in the hopes that the economic benefits will outweigh the costs? That question is not new to Doug Hanks of the Miami Herald, who met us outside of the arena where LeBron James and the Miami Heat play.
You have the Heat, which operates in a government-owned facility. You have the Marlins that play in a very new, gorgeous baseball park owned by Miami-Dade County. Then you have the Dolphins, who play in a privately owned stadium that they own. And they are now saying, listen, we need help. We want government to go have these with us, and let's get a new stadium.
All right, let's talk about the Heat for a second. This arena has been here since 2000.
Correct.
As you look around us right now, do you see economic development that came as a result of this place?
Probably not. I mean, what we're looking around here, we see a lot of high-rise condo towers.
Right.
No doubt they were parking lots at the start of the 2000 decade. What caused this to happen was people realizing they could make millions selling condominiums to investors, to speculators. Those condos are now full, and you were for sure seeing a revival of downtown Miami, which has corresponded with the rise of American Airlines Arena and the Heat.
Now, if you want to actually go to a game here,
yes,
you're going to plop down hundreds of dollars probably.
Yeah. I did it last week, and I got decent seats behind the basket, and it cost me like $150 a piece. But the Heat definitely gets support from all parts of the city.
All parts of the city, all income levels?
No question. I was at an unemployment office interviewing people, and I was interviewing this woman who was an usher at this arena, the American Airlines Arena, and she was talking about how much money she had saved up to purchase the championship ring for the Heat.
So there's an intangible benefit here across the city, a pride and sort of just happiness.
Correct, which in fact in the Heat's economic impact study, they do put a value on it. It's like $30 million or something for civic pride.
So net-net, does it balance out as a benefit for the city?
Well, I think the question is, you know, what kind of city does not have a professional basketball team?
You're not seen as a top-tier city without something like this, you're saying?
Correct. And I think Miami really aspires to be seen as a top-tier city. It's seen as the place where the fabulous come to play and live. And to have the hottest athlete in sports say on television with much drama, I'm going to bring my talents to South Beach, that really plays into what is Miami's pitch to the world, which is, listen, we're a hot city. We're sophisticated. This is where the celebrities come to play. That's what LeBron James really brings to Miami.
Doug Hanks, business reporter for the Miami Herald, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.